This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's Focus. You're welcome. Dear friends, what would it take to convince you that you're totally dependent on God's love? What would it take to get you to thank Him for every breath, to praise Him for every sunrise? How about an instant cure of a deadly disease that had destroyed your body and made you a wretched outcast? Think that would get your attention? Well, it wasn't quite good enough for 9 of the 10 lepers in this week's gospel. You see, Jesus cured them, and they went their merry way, presto change-o, from outcast to ingrates in an instant. Not a word of thank you. No, God be praised, not even a see you later, Jesus. They say that every move in hula dancing has a meaning. That goes double for the gospel. Jesus is not wandering about curing lepers at random. His every move is made. His every word is spoken for our instruction and redemption. While his humanity is moved by compassion for the lepers, his divinity creates an opportunity to instruct and inspire countless generations of Christians to come. What is Jesus telling us? Plainly, we're the spiritual lepers of this lesson. We've been infected by original sin. But through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we're cured of sin's disfiguring deadly disease. You see, in baptism, we're cleansed. We're set free from infirmity. But what we do with our freedom? Do we thank Him? Do we follow Him? Well, according to this gospel passage, the odds are 9 to 1 that we don't. Sadly, the odds are that too many of us live in this world, only for this world. You see, as first-class ingrates, we may ritually pray upon occasion, but rarely have a meaningful conversation with God, at least until we run out of options and put in a heavenly 911 call. Then, should the crisis pass like the cured lepers, we get on with our lives, oblivious of God's blessings. The theme of last week's text, the mustard seed gospel, was the power of faith. The theme of this week's cleansing of the leper's gospel is gratitude for the gift of faith, expressed in thanks for God's saving love and the spiritual wholeness and wellness that love imparts, no matter the physical and material consequences. You see, in this gospel, 10 lepers are healed, but only one is saved. As Jesus tells the grateful leper, your faith has made you well. This post-miracle benediction clearly transcends his physical transformation. Before celebrating with friends, before embracing family, the grateful leper praises God and throws himself down in thanks before Jesus. What a window into human nature this gospel is. Like the ungrateful lepers, how often do we look on the misfortune of a curse from some external cause? How often do we look on blessings as, well, entitlements that our egos tell us we deserved? How often is it all about us? How often is God a bit player in our lives, called in to clean up a mess and then quickly dismissed? Worse than bad manners, failing to sincerely thank God is a lost opportunity to build on His blessings. Built on a foundation of faith, gratitude is both a natural response to God's goodness and a requisite for happiness. You see, grateful people are happy people. They live in the serenity of God's love, in appreciation of His gifts, in harmony with His creation, in the certainty of salvation. My friends, we're the beneficiaries of the praise and gratitude that we give to God. He doesn't need our good wishes to make Him great, nor our thanks to make Him love His creation. We're the ones who need it. When we thank God for His gifts, we grow in His gifts. While charity is love in action, gratitude is faith in action. It's a virtuous circle powered by endless, renewable energy. That's because, unlike the lepers, we're not lucky strangers cured by an apparently, well, random miracle. We're His beloved, constantly nurtured and protected in this life, called to eternal happiness in the next. Well, what of the ungrateful lepers? At best, they had their bodies repaired for a few score years, while in grace and faith and gratitude, you and I are made whole forever. When we thank God, He doesn't reply, "You're welcome." He makes us welcome. Welcome to the family of the faithful. Welcome to the kingdom. Welcome to live in His love. And the more we thank Him, the more we praise Him, the more He makes us welcome. Thank you, Jesus. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.